patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Zora Stevenson. She can come on this show whenever she wants, however she wants. She's part of the group that includes Jason Wilde, Tim Van Born. Zora, good afternoon. What do you want to start with? I feel like you've become like a coach, and after games, I have to ask the coach, and my first question is always the same. What's the first thing you're thinking about? What's the first thing that entered your mind after the game one win over the Bulls?
A win is a win.
A win is a win. A win is a win.
Why did you feel it necessary to say that? Was there...
No, the question is, how do you think and how do the Bucks, how did they sound as far as what they were saying afterwards? What do you think they thought of their play?
They were embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't think.
All right.
Don't think they're embarrassed.
I didn't get the vibe that the team was embarrassed. I got level-headed players who understand that they didn't play basketball in over a week, not an excuse, just the reality. And they started out hot, 21-9 in the first quarter, then only 17 points in the second quarter. The game started to even out. And in the end, which the Bucks have done all season long, they found a way to win and grind it out. Even with Giannis, 5 fouls and he had to be out of the game, Drew Holiday was not making shots. And then he has, 7 points in the fourth quarter, I think? Like, when you needed it, you got to boost. Brooke Lopez, multiple big buckets.
Brooke. Tell me they aren't a different team with my man, Brooke.
Yeah. I'm impressed with the way this team can gut it out, even when they're not necessarily playing their best basketball. I mean, if Chicago was set up to win that basketball game, and the Bucks still found a way to grind it out and win, I'm impressed.
I was impressed because they did it really defensively, and defense has been a question. It was the defense. By the way, I want to end this whole discussion of being rusty. You can't be rusty and then score the first how many points it was. If you're rusty, rusty is. You come out really slow and then you finally pick it up. You can't kick the butt out of the other team in the first 2 minutes and then say you were rusty. You can't, in my book. Sell it if you can, Zora.
You can, because it's almost like you come out and you're on top of the world, and the playoff jitters just happen to work in the Bucks' favor. Like, everybody had jitters to start out. It's only natural. Like, if you don't feel something, it means you probably need to reevaluate, right? They all care. They all want to start out hot. So the Bucks did, but then both teams kind of came back down to earth. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, the Bulls had jitters, but that means they weren't making any shots. The Bucks had jitters, and they were hitting everything. And then everybody just came back to reality somewhere in the middle. And that's why we had a game where, you know, the highest score was 93. And so NBA.
I think the reason was they had a stretch there. I don't know, what was it, the third and fourth? They had a very ugly stretch of basketball. The Bucks,
both teams,
turnovers galore.
Yeah, their turnovers were horrible.
21 turnovers. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that there was a stretch there that was super, super ugly. But that was later in the game, though. So I don't know. I mean, that showed me right there. The Bulls, you can't, if I can play that like that for the extended time, you can't beat me.
The Bulls thought, I know there's been some, you know, talk within, you know, I don't cover them as closely, but just listening, that they feel like they let one get away. You know, like,
well,
that
did.
Was the one you could have stole and you didn't. Yeah.
But they can't, though. They don't have enough firepower. They just don't.
Well, they just have to be on fire. Like, to beat the Bucks, the Bulls have to be on fire. Like, you need 30 from...
But who's going to have to be on fire, though? You only got two guys that are capable of being on fire.
Well, Vucevic can get hot.
Vucevic is going to put up 20 and 10 every game. That's all he's going to do. He's not putting up 40.
Well, he did. Remember 2 years ago in the bubble, Vucevic, was on another level when he was on the Magic.
Yeah,
so he's got the capability. But, yeah, I agree. It's not his norm to go off.
Right, yeah, he's going to put up solid numbers. There's no doubt about that. He's going to have, like I say, his 20, 25. He's going to have his 10 to 12 rebounds. He's just going to do that in his sleep. But as far as going off, they got two guys that can go off. And neither one of them really went off.
The Bucks are good. I mean, this team.
And Middleton only had 11.
Yeah, and Drew under 10 for most of the game. He didn't get into double figures for the fourth quarter. I mean, 27 for Giannis is below his average.
Correct.
I mean, like,
But we know why. Because my man, the person I told you they had to have, my man took over. He was everything. 18 points.
Everything.
Yeah. Come on. He scored how many at the beginning of the game? By the way, so now we have learned today that you can be ahead 9-0 and still be rusty. Okay.
We got to ask Zora about some real games. Can we talk about some other series?
Yeah, go ahead. You guys take over. I'll leave. I'll turn my mic off. You guys can do the rest of it. You want to do the rest of it?
I just want to ask her what's the most intriguing series? Because, you know, the Bucks and Bulls is not intriguing at all.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go with mainstream, and then I'll go with the secondary. Mainstream is Brooklyn and Boston, right? Yep. I mean, incredible finish. I mean, I watched it back. I'm like, what? It's just incredible finish, especially by Jason Tatum at the end of game one of Celtics and Nets. So that one, you know, the Celtics could handedly win the series. It could be like a 4-2 type deal, or, you know.
And why do you think that, though?
Five games.
What do you see in that first game that makes you say that?
You need too much from Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving every night. Like, you just need too much from them for your team to be successful. And that, I mean, they're amazing players and they can sustain it, but it's hard.
Okay, and here, I'll push back with this. You need a lot from them. You got a lot from Kyrie. You did not get a great game from Kevin Durant. And you lost by a last second shot by one.
So are you saying that?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just pushing back on your comment that Boston could handily win the series. I'm saying they barely won the game at home.
And Kevin Durant
played horrible. Kevin Durant was terrible.
Yeah. I'd be very confident if I was Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I'm here for all opinions.
I thought coming in and the way the game looked early that, Boston, they might be a little too much.
I'm taking Brooklyn in the series,
Man, they barely squeaked it out, in my opinion. Okay. What's your other series that you're looking at?
Okay, this is must-see TV, like, get your box of popcorn, okay? I think you know what I'm going to say. Do you know what series I'm talking about?
Philly.
I do not.
I want to watch Philly.
Box of popcorn is Memphis and Minnesota.
Memphis got to win a game
first. All the makings of a movie.
They got to win a game first.
Who, Memphis?
Yes.
Exactly. That's why it's must-see TV. I mean, Memphis is the two seed.
They lose the next one. That's a lock tonight.
Think Memphis is for sure winning?
L-O-C-K, lock. Bet everything you have on Memphis to win the game. Don't give them. I'm not giving points. So I don't know what I have to pay. Memphis is not losing the game. You want to join my club, Zara? You either in or out.
I'm in. But, man, Minnesota puts up a fight. Like, they're fun. And they've got nothing to lose. That's what's fun about it. Like, they have nothing to lose. Like, you saw them just getting in the playoffs is like the championship, right? So they're just kind of playing, whereas Memphis now has they now have expectations, and it's hard when you have expectations.
Well, so what's going to happen then, Zara?
Go ahead, pick Minnesota tonight. Go ahead, Tony, go ahead, pick them. Zara, pick them.
I think Memphis is going to win, but Memphis is going to win the series.
Okay.
But how they win the series, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
Why do you think they're going to win it?
I'm not sure they're going to win
the series. What makes you think they're going to win it?
I also wouldn't be surprised. It's tough when it's kind of like your first big playoff run, you know? So that's another factor as well. Mm-hmm. Not that Minnesota has any experience, but remember that, like, nothing to lose factor really goes a long way. I mean, Minnesota could be that Cinderella of the NBA playoffs, and you got all, like I said, the personality. It's everything you would want in a movie, especially in contrast to like the Memphis personalities. They all, like, both teams have vibrant human beings on either side. It's just so fun to watch. I'm excited.
Yeah.
They do. They're vibrant. No, both of them for different reasons.
Well, we know who's at the top of the list.
I agree 100%.
He's in the
Patrick Beverly?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame in that group.
Yeah,
being vibrant. Yeah.
Call it vibrant or
Crazy.
Yeah, just something. He's something. I don't know what.
No,
it is.
He's vibrant. He's always going to go. He's always going to go too far. At some point, he'll go too far.
I call him antics. Mm-hmm. I don't call him Pat Beverly. It's antics.
Well, and now he's got Anthony Edwards in on all the stuff. Anthony Edwards is like kind of following him around. Just like take a close watch. He kind of just like does like in that play-in game. Yeah. Patrick Beverly got up on the scorers table. Anthony Edwards followed right after. I mean.
Well, he's a young dude. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just trying to follow Pat Bev around.
Are you surprised at how good he is?
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah. Or not? I mean,
Yeah. And the consistency, too, and just plays with so much energy. He's not afraid of anyone. And he's even said that. Like, when I go up against the best, like, I'm coming for them. He's so confident. And there's something to be said for that. I respect that.
I just didn't watch him enough in college, and their team wasn't that good.
Same, yeah.
Where you just thought, wow. He has some wow.
But they picked him for a reason. They saw something Minnesota did.
By the way, Memphis is minus 280. Means you got to bet 280 to win 100.
For the game
tonight. Oh. Which means...
Really? So they're fake, right?
That means that... Everybody, the Vegas believes just what I said.
Yeah, I just don't see. I don't see how you could pick either one. I mean, you're gonna say Memphis because they've been number two, but I mean, they lost. They got smacked, and Ja went off.
Right. No, if you're a gambler, what's value pick is Minnesota.
Yeah, what's gonna be different this game? You think Edwards is gonna have a bad game? Probably not. Karl Anthony Towns probably ain't gonna have a bad game.
Anthony Edwards will not have as good a game.
He ain't going to have a terrible game.
Correct.
Jaren Jackson Jr. could have a better game. He only had 12 points, 0 for 5 from 3. If he hits a couple threes, it's a different game.
I mean, if they just sat Ja Morant out of the game, they'd win for sure.
There it is.
They never lose when he's out.
Sit Ja.
There we go. Sure. Zora, you want to join that club? Because I hope you don't.
I mean, no. But yes, they do.
One of those weird stats.
Yeah.
It is amazing how well they've done without him.
It is, but they're definitely better with him. We're not going down that path.
Did you learn anything about the Bucks from game one of the playoffs or nothing, and it's just one game and let's move on to the next one?
I just reaffirmed that this team is really good, even when they're not that good, if that makes sense.
No, that's what I call Dwayne Wade.
Just revving,
even
up,
when
just
you're
revving
bad,
up the engine.
Even when you're bad, you're good, and when you're good, you're real good.
This for me is Bucks are like an 18 wheeler. They're and it's from a dead stop. They're just in first gear right now, just warming up.
You don't want to assume anything based on what you're seeing in this series because it really doesn't apply.
These series are so long; it gives me anxiety. It's too long. Like, four games is a lot to win.
Well, you don't want to have so many days. I think you should be playing every other day.
The only problem with this series is they waited for two days to have the second game.
I know. You should play every other game. And that's pretty much the way it gets going. Every other day. Play a game, talk about the last one, talk about the next one, next day play.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Zora.
Cutting Zora off. Zora can be on as long as she wants.
We've been getting Pebble's been in our ear. Break. And Homer just keeps talking.
Did you actually say that was Zora? I didn't listen.
I did, because we have a clock to adhere to, Homer.
Homer doesn't know about the clock.
Zora trumps the clock. Thanks, Zora. We'll talk next time.
Bye.
Next.